For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Volunteers have flooded Chico to lend their support for campfire evacuees. They've donated their time doing everything from sorting through clothing, delivering hot meals, and providing medical services. And now with winter coming, even more help is going to be needed. A rotating shelter called Safe Space that provides those experiencing homelessness a place to sleep out of the cold is currently looking for volunteers. With so many displaced from the fire, they're expecting an even greater need this winter. I spoke with Rick Narad, the shelter operations manager at Safe Space. The first thing I asked him was to tell me about the shelter's mission.
Safe Space is a 100% volunteer emergency homeless shelter that operates for 12 weeks each winter. And our mission, putting it simply, is that people shouldn't sleep outside when it's cold and wet. So we try to figure out which are the 12 weeks most likely to have bad weather. And during those 12 weeks, we operate at various churches. We rotate around and bring people in so they can sleep in a warm place.
And with the campfire, can you tell us about your plans for this winter? Has that affected Safe Space at all?
At this point, the impact is more anticipated than actual. So far, we're planning on opening on December 16th, which was our planned date. But we do anticipate that there will be an impact on the demand for shelter. Our maximum is 60 people per night based on the size of the churches that we have available to us. But we anticipate that between the additional homeless people who came down from Paradise, as well as people who are going to be priced out of the housing market here, the number of homeless people is going to go up.
Is there a concern at all about not having a location? I know that it rotates and now places are being used as evacuation shelters. Is that a concern?
It is a concern. We have used 10 churches in the past that have done 1 or 2 weeks each, and three of those are being used, two of them for an evacuation shelter, one of them for a school moving in. So they won't necessarily be unavailable to us, but we don't know yet. And we're going with the assumption they aren't. So we're looking for alternatives for those weeks.
And what about volunteers? I know people who probably volunteer with Safe Space are already volunteering for a lot of other efforts out there for the campfire.
At this point, that could go either way. We are concerned that a lot of our volunteers have been volunteering at the shelters, and we hope they're not getting burned out and they'll be available to us. On the other hand, there's been a lot of people in this community who have never volunteered before who have come out of the woodwork to volunteer at different functions related to the fire, and we're hoping they caught the volunteering bug and will be able to volunteer for us as well.
And you are having a sign-up coming up, is that correct?
We are. We have a website where people can sign up, but if they'd like help signing up or if they want to talk to people about the different opportunities, they can come to Blackbird Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and we'll have laptops there. We'll have other volunteers who will be able to explain the operation and help sign you up right there.
And then what is the website called?
The website is safespacechico.org. Safespacechico is one word, .org.
And Safe Space is a low-barrier shelter, is that correct?
That's correct. It means that people come as they are. We don't have barriers such as drug and alcohol testing, criminal background checks. We allow couples. We allow dogs. And the goal is housing first. Get people inside and get them safe. And we do ask that they follow our rules. We also require that they store all their property. So if they have alcohol, if they have drugs, if they have anything, we don't ask questions, but they have to be stored. And they don't have access to those during the night.
Can you describe what you've asked for of the city? What kind of facilities and funding that you need to run Safe Space?
Well, right now we get zero public support. This is 100% volunteer, 100% community supported. But we have had some contact with the city since the fire and told them that we could expand our capacity, both the number of people per night and the length of the sheltering from 12 weeks up, if we had, one, a building, and then, two, some money to pay the overnight staff, the people who are there in the middle of the night. Those are our hardest volunteer positions to fill. So if they wanted us to do that in order to expand, we'd be willing to, but we do need some help.
Do you know how much it costs to house someone each night at Safe Space?
Right now, just our cash budget comes out to about $3 per person per night. That doesn't include all the donations of the church building, the dinner that someone prepares, certainly the volunteer time. But our expenses are things like insurance, transportation between intake and the shelter. Those are our big expenses, and we're a very low budget operation because we're volunteer supported.
Do you ever have to turn people away?
Unfortunately, we do. Last year, we turned away over 400 people because of lack of space, an average of 5 per night. One night, we turned away 21 people who were trying to get into the shelter. The weather was terrible, and we just didn't have the space.
This year, I mean, it gets to freezing out there in the winter.
It does. We get some nights that are below 30. We get a lot of nights that are in the 30s, but it's raining. And neither one of those is conducive to people's health if they're outside. We know that outside of the subspace season, before and after, people die on the street. And we hope we're saving lives.
From your experience with shelter programming, what are things that people need or issues that are often overlooked?
I think that one thing people don't often see is the range of needs for homeless people. It's not one population. There's a lot of different reasons that people have ended up homeless. For example, in the last survey in Chico, there were 300 people who were homeless because of domestic violence. One third of them were homeless for the first time. Other people are homeless because they lost their job. Now we're going to have people who are homeless because they lost their houses. There's a lot of different reasons that people are homeless, and what they need immediately and what they need to get out of homelessness is different for each individual. And we need all the different programs so that we can provide the services that are needed by each individual.
Is there anything else people can do aside from volunteering if they don't have the time or anything like that?
They can send cash. Again, we're not working with any city money at this point, any county money. Everything is donation. And on our website, we have a link both for volunteers as well as for donations, and both are very gratefully accepted.
And then is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Come on down. It's a great experience. It's one of those things where you truly know that you're helping people immediately. You get the feedback right then and there when you see people who are worried about sleeping outside when it's raining and the look of relief on their face when they know that they're going to be inside for the night. And you'll see the range of people who are homeless from, we had infants last year. We had some women who were in their late 70s last year. Our median age was 49. So you'll see the range of people and how grateful they all are for the services we provide.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for being interested in the topic.
That was Rick Narad, the Shelter Operations Manager at Safe Space, talking about the shelter's mission and needs before intake starts in December. To learn more about Safe Space and how to volunteer, head to mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.